maybe have heard, and there's many, many phrases used to explain it, but long and low is one way of talking about working a horse where you bring the neck a little lower than your working frame would be, so that the horse can really lift its back and really swing. Think about when a horse grazes, their neck goes as down as far as it can go, and that's truly when their back comes up the most. So the horse's back will actually look a lot more rainbow or a lot flatter than when they raise their neck up again. You'll see their back sink down a little. So obviously, I don't want you riding with his head that low, but we like to think that we could get them to stretch to hold the bit down about the same level as maybe his knees. I don't want you just to think you're going to go out and say, "Hey, put that head down there," because none of this can be achieved by force or by, making them do this off pressure. The way we get the horse to stretch, now that you have an idea kind of the biomechanics of the hind leg and the back, the way I want you to do this and work on this in your homework, I love, by the way, I love that you're in a round pen too, because I think round pens, they have their use. And while they're restricting in some ways when you want to use a big area, they're nice in other ways because you don't have to worry, about steering so much. I mean, there's a reason that babies are started in them. It's, one less thing for the rider to think about. So I like the round pen and I encourage you, to use that. Maybe you don't want to use it every day, but yeah, use it. Use it. Any way you can make this easier for you, go for it. So in that, in a round pen or in an area where you don't feel like you have to do a whole lot of steering, I want you to think about getting a nice forward trot. Not a trot that feels like it's rushing, but a trot that feels like it has a swing to it, it has a purpose to it, and he just seems comfortable. And I want you to ask him to come to your hand like he's been doing. And as he does that, and he holds it maybe, a good circle or two, I want you to find about an inch or two in that connection that you can give the rein forward to him. And you can do this either by actually lengthening your rein and making your rein an inch or two longer. To do that really well, you have to be pretty good with adjusting the reins. And I don't know that I've seen you adjust your reins a whole lot to know if that's the best method for you and him. But that's one way to try it. Another way is just simply keeping yourself, again, very aligned. You can't lean forward for this, but keeping yourself very aligned, keeping your elbows very down, keeping your rotator cuffs open and rolled back, and your shoulder blades rotated back and down. You can just allow your hand to slide that 1 to 2 inches forward in a diagonal fashion to where you want him to stretch. So I always tell people kind of point your pinky toward the bit or toward the direction you want the horse to go. So in this case, we want him to go a little diagonally down and forward. And as he does that, one or two things is going to happen. He might brace, which I would not worry if he did, because I think that would be a natural reaction right now for a horse that's very used or wants to make us think he's used to being very much in the same kind of headset. So you could offer him this rein. He could go hollow, put his head way up. That's no big deal. You're just going to use your seat to slow your posting down a little bit and try and take that soft connection back again and just repeat. Eventually, when you do it enough times and it's predictable to him, I'm hoping that he might start to soften his neck, like we said, down and forward. Once he does start this stretch, I want you to change up the trot a little bit. I imagine when he starts to first stretch forward and down for the first time, he's going to lose his balance a little. And he'll do this either by speeding up or by getting heavier than you are used to in your hand or on his front legs. None of these things are a big deal. I try very hard to reassure riders that when their horse is learning a new balance, they will get a little heavy at times. You don't want to tell them that that's wrong, because everything we're trying to encourage right now is for that stretch forward and down. If we then overreact by saying, oh, you can't, no, you're not supposed to get heavy in my hand, I learned that, 10 years ago in a book, then you're going to tell that horse that that was the wrong decision. And it's going to take a lot of reconvincing to tell them to try it again. So yeah, you're going to give that couple inches of forward, slow, elastic release on the bit, and hoping that he's going to follow that stretch down and out. And then you're going to let your posting again kind of respond to him. If he speeds up, slow your posting down a little bit. But then let yourself push him forward just a step or two, because you need to, after you balance him, put that hind leg right back under again. So again, let him stretch a couple inches. He's gonna probably lose his balance a touch. Half halt your posting, make it slower for a stride, and then put a little driving aid on and send him forward for a couple strides. You're going to then repeat this. You're going to rebalance him. You may need to shorten your rein back up to where you started, and you may need to get him comfortable there again, and then repeat the process. So start again. Ask if he'll stretch an inch or two. Half halt. Then send him forward a stride or two to get that hock back underneath so he can find his balance. And then come back kind of to the regular working gait. If we stretch him a couple inches at a time, we're going to slowly build this back muscle and slowly build more and more strength behind. 1 to 2 inches, and another 1 to 2 inches, and eventually another 1 to 2. As you see, it's going to eventually equal quite a nice stretch. And we're going to eventually really see, that neck open up. We're going to see that loose under neck, that beautiful neck that an Arab can show us when it really lifts its back and softens down. So that's the goal with that exercise. We've really got to get him stretching. He's already muscled in a way that it would be very easy to want to collect. And I don't really mean collect, but to over shorten him. So I want to caution you just to be very careful about doing that. Collection is not just